Once again, from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sonny, and good evening to all our listeners around Africa.
David, two of Africa's greatest footballers, Samuel Eto'o of Cameroon and Yaya Touré of Ivory Coast, who will both play at June's World Cup in Brazil. Big performances over the weekend in the English Premier League. VOA! Tell our VOA listeners about that.
Sonny, it's absolutely amazing. I think on your show about a month ago, we bemoaned the fact that Africans, they were firing blanks around Europe. They just weren't scoring goals. They must have all listened to the Sunny Side of Sport because there's been a deluge since, Sonny. And as you said, among them, Yaya Touré and Samuel Eto'o. Let's look at Touré first. He scored a hat-trick against Fulham in a 5-0 victory for Manchester City, and that is his first career hat-trick. So big, big high-five to Yaya Touré.
This time, I think I was very lucky. I'm very happy as well for the team, you know, because I always not involved in this situation, kind of situation like today, you know, score 3 goals. And I think I'm delighted. And I think on the end, we won brilliantly. And I think I have to thank all the players because we play very well today.
I'm actually, Sonny, after this program, about to do a short story on Yaya Touré. And I was just thinking that, you know, he's been a colossus. But what he's really added to his armory this season in England is goals, goals, and more goals. It seems just about every week when we discuss goal scorers in Europe, the name Yaya Touré crops up. And he went one better than before against Fulham. The first 2 goals were penalties. He converted both with aplomb. And then a beautiful curling strike, very reminiscent of the one he scored against Sunderland in the English League Cup final. So a bad day at the office for Fulham, but a great day for Yaya Touré. And also a great day for Africans when Chelsea demolished Arsenal 6-0 in the London derby. Samuel Eto'o, ever since Jose Mourinho cast doubts over his age, officially Eto'o is 33, but Mourinho thought maybe he's just a little bit older. Eto'o has been answering those remarks in the best way possible. He's been scoring lots of goals. We didn't have any demonstration of old age this week, but we did have a very fine goal against Arsenal. And we also had a first goal from Mohamed Salah. He's the Egyptian who joined Chelsea from the Swiss club Bâle, and his goal completed that 6-0 demolition. That was, incidentally, the 1,000th game in charge for the Arsenal manager, Arsene Wenger.
We were not at the level today. And after 20 minutes, it was game over. And that becomes a nightmare then. You know, you have no chance to come back, basically.
Not a match for him to remember. There were other goals in the English Premier League from Africans. Papi Cisse of Newcastle, he was recalled to the Magpies team, and he scored a stoppage-time winner at home against Crystal Palace. Also on target was the Nigerian Peter Omdemwingi. He scored one of the 4 goals for Stoke City in a 4-1 victory at Aston Villa. A really good win that for Stoke. Stoke have always been a stubborn team at home, but they've struggled on the road. And basically that result assures them of Premier League football status next season. If we then move to the La Liga in Spain, we were praising Youssef El Arabi, the Moroccan who plays for Granada, on your show last week, Sonny. And this week he turned provider. He set up a goal for the Algerian Yassine Brahimi. And that was the goal that brought a 1-0 victory over fellow strugglers Elche. Switching to Italy, and Giovino, the Ivorian midfielder who plays for AS Roma, he was on target in a 2-0 victory for his side at Chievo. And that kept Roma in second position. We then switched to France, and there were goals for Serge Gakpé, the Togolese who plays for Nantes. For Abdul Majid Waris, the Ghanaian, he scored 2 goals, but sadly not enough for Valenciennes. They went down 3-2 to Ajaccio. And there was also a goal for Manour Abadi of Monaco in a 1-1 draw. He scored for presently the second-place team in the French League One. And then, Sonny, really broadening our net, we go very east in Europe, right over to Russia. And there are a couple of goals. A Nigerian midfielder, Ogude, scored for Amkar Perm. And also the Senegalese Dame Ndoye scored for Lokomotiv Moscow. So all we can say to all those Africans around Europe is keep it up. Ever since we criticized you, the goals have come in leaps and bounds. So well done to all our African scorers across the continent of Europe.
David, as you look at Europe, two leagues in particular, La Liga in Spain and the English Premiership, certainly some very hotly contested races right now. How about an update?
Yes, Sonny. Well, the El Clasico had everything. That's, of course, the match between Barcelona and Real Madrid. This time, Real Madrid were at home, but Barcelona emerged 4-3 victors. And that was a result I was happy with, not because I support one team over the other, but it just makes the run-up to the final matches in La Liga all that more exciting. The current position, Sonny, is that Atletico Madrid are on top. They've got 70 points. Real Madrid have also got 70 points, and Barcelona have got 69. Now, a lot of people who might have looked at the Spanish La Liga table will have been surprised to see Atletico on top because Real Madrid have got a better goal difference. But the reason Atletico are on top is that in Spain, head-to-head comes first. That comes ahead of goal difference. So, in other words, it's the direct results between the two clubs, and Atletico have got the edge over Real, and that's why they're in front. But a really exciting climax. You know, down the years, Sonny, it's either been Barcelona running away with the title or Real Madrid running away with the title. But this year, we have not a two-horse, but three-horse race. And that's really going to create a fantastic finish. The match itself, of course, was there were so many talking points. There was the Lionel Messi hat-trick, Cristiano Ronaldo scoring. We had two goals from Benzema. And then we also had the sending off of Sergio Ramos. Every time I watch Real Madrid, Ramos gets either a yellow card or a red card. He's just a serial offender. And unfortunately, it cost Real dearly because they were leading 3-2 when he went, and they ended up with that 4-3 defeat. Now, in England, it's no less exciting, although the league table is slightly difficult to read at the moment because you have Chelsea with 69 points, but they've played 31 matches. Liverpool have got 65 points from 30 games. So theoretically, I stress in theory, Liverpool could move within 1 point of Chelsea if they win their games in hand. And Manchester City, they're 6 points behind Chelsea, but they do have 3 games in hand. So if they win all those games, again, in theory, they would be 3 points ahead. Arsenal, Sonny, I don't think they can make it any longer. They're 7 points behind Chelsea. They do have 1 game in hand, but they've taken some real hidings of late. The most recent, of course, that 6-0 drubbing from Chelsea. So I'm going to stick my neck out and say, I think with a fair degree of certainty, that it's now a three-horse race. Chelsea, Liverpool and Manchester City. And if you push me, I'd probably say it's really between Chelsea and Manchester City. In the other leagues, Sonny, the big ones in Europe, it looks like the outcomes are foregone conclusions. Bayern Munich are winning the German Bundesliga at a canter. Juventus are doing likewise with the Italian Serie A. And in France, the big spenders, Paris Saint-Germain, they're going to walk away with the title with Monaco well behind in second place.
Thanks, David. That's our football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. In a National Basketball Association game between two clubs going in very different directions, the San Antonio Spurs spanked the visiting Philadelphia 76ers 113-91. It was the 14th victory in a row for the Spurs, who have the NBA's best record at 54 wins and 16 losses. Meanwhile, it was the 25th loss in a row for the 76ers. You heard right, VOA basketball fans. 25 losses in a row. The 76ers are now only one loss away from tying the NBA record for most consecutive losses. The Cleveland Cavaliers lost 26 games in a row during the 2010-2011 NBA season. And while Tim Duncan played against Philadelphia, scoring 19 points, the Spurs rested three other starters, Tony Parker, Tiago Splitter, and Danny Green, but they didn't need them against the lowly 76ers, who have 15 victories and 56 defeats. And while Philadelphia has lost 25 games in a row, the club still doesn't have the worst record in the NBA. That dubious distinction belongs to the Milwaukee Bucks, who are at the bottom of the table with 13 wins and 58 losses. Now let's go to Miami, Florida, the home of the two-time defending NBA champion Miami Heat. The Heat edged the visiting Portland Trailblazers Monday night, 93-91. Superstar LeBron James scored 32 points, including a layup with about 11 seconds left in the game. Now, there's been talk that LeBron might invest in a new Major League Soccer franchise based in Miami, and which would be owned by English star David Beckham. A quick update now. Beckham's architects and advisors have recommended the Port of Miami as the stadium site for the MLS expansion club. The announced plan would have an open-air stadium with views of the bay and the downtown skyline. The seating capacity could be as low as 21,000 or as high as 35,000. Beckham wanting an MLS franchise in Miami.